Queensland's Liberal National Party is defending its decision to direct preferences to One Nation at the state election, though the resurgent party's policies are at odds with LNP values. The LNP is recommending that One Nation, which is economically protectionist and anti-Muslim, be placed ahead of Labor in more than half of Queensland's electorates. Meanwhile, Labor remains under pressure over its shifting position on the proposed Adani coal project. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
The Liberal National Party hierarchy is refusing to do an interview about the preference decision, leaving it to the campaigning parliamentary leader, Tim Nicholls.
The decision was ultimately one for state executive to make, and we've made that after consultation with our MPs and candidates. We're a democratic party, and that's how that process was done.
As opposition leader, Mr. Nicholls is a member of the Queensland LNP executive, which is recommending voters preference the Greens last on its How to Vote cards and, crucially, place One Nation ahead of Labor in more than half of the electorates. It's a move characterised this way by longtime Queensland political commentator Dr. Paul Williams from Griffith University.
I think the LNP has taken a very short-term view, a very parochial view and perhaps a silly view, really. Ensuring that Tim Nicholls gets into the Premier's chair, they're making themselves a bit of something of a nightmare for the next 4 years of a hung parliament, because they'll be dealing with a recalcitrant One Nation. So it could be a very unstable, unsteady, unpalatable 4 years in Queensland politics.
Mr. Nicholls told ABC Brisbane the LNP felt it had few options, but to preference the Greens last in every seat and favour One Nation over Labor across half the state.
There are no good choices here, and if you want to see real change in Queensland, we're the party that's talking about the future and the policies to deal with the power prices, to freeze car registration, to build the second M1, to duplicate the railway line on the Sunny Coast. These are real policies for the future.
When One Nation won 11 seats at the 1998 Queensland election, then coalition leader Rob Borbidge blamed the Liberal and National Party's decision not to preference One Nation last. The coalition lost, One Nation fragmented, and Labor held power in Queensland for many years. Dr. Williams told Saturday AM after the preference announcement late on Friday, a similar mistake looks likely to be repeated.
History is about to repeat 20 years down the track, you know, partly because there's a number of areas in which the LNP and One Nation will be fundamentally at odds, which again will make any government probably unworkable.
For its part, One Nation federal leader Pauline Hanson says her party will preference the sitting member last in almost all electorates. Meanwhile, Labor remains under pressure over its varied positions on Adani's proposed coal project and a possible federal government loan. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, was asked about whether her cabinet took a decision to veto the loan months before she announced it during the campaign, when she linked the decision to an alleged conflict of interest involving her partner.
I'm not going to discuss cabinet deliberations. What I can say is after that cabinet meeting, that press release was issued, and I stand by that press release.
Meanwhile, polls show the Greens continue to gain ground in the Deputy Premier's seat of South Brisbane on the back of the Adani controversy.
Annie Guest reporting.